Remember the good old days before Microsoft Word had autosave? You'd type up some important document and then your computer would freeze and you'd lose hours of work just because you forgot to hit save? Well, that's what it's like going online without ExpressVPN. Every time you're connected to an unencrypted network, whether it's in an airport, a hotel, a cafe, or anywhere, your online data is not secure. Any person on that same network who knows what they're doing can gain access to your personal data. Bank logins, credit card details, passwords, all the stuff you don't want people seeing. Unfortunately, hacking has become much easier than it used to be. People don't even have to be exceptionally skilled to do it, and there's a lot of money to be made by selling your information on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet. It's incredibly easy to use. Once the app is running, you literally click one button to get protected. And it works on your phone, laptop, tablet, and more, so you can stay protected on the go. I've been using ExpressVPN for a little while now, and I can rest easy knowing my info is safe and secure. I've heard horror stories of people who've been hacked, and it sounds like a massive pain to try to get any resolution in the aftermath, so I am not interested in finding out what that process is like. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/film. That's expressvpn.com/film. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/film.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Slash Film Daily. Today is Thursday, June 27th, 2024. On today's episode of the show, we're going to be talking about the 1996 movie Bound, and we're going to present an interview with one of that film's stars, Gina Gershon. My name is Ben Pearson. I'm an editor at slashfilm.com, and I'm joined on today's episode by Slash Film editor BJ Colangelo.
Hi.
All right, BJ, today actually is the Bear Day. It's the day where season 3 of The Bear is available to stream on Hulu. As of last night, the entire season is up. You and I both are big, big fans of the show. I think all of us at Slash Film really love the show. I just want to give people an idea of what we're doing in terms of Bear coverage. If you go to slashfilm.com right now, you can read a bunch of coverage about the new season. I know people are going to be trying to catch up with it as much as they can over the next few days. What we're going to do on the podcast is I think we're going to push all of our Bear season 3 discussion until Monday. So on tomorrow's episode, I think you and I, the plan right now is for you and I to jump back on and talk about A Quiet Place Day 1. And if all goes according to plan, we'll have an interview with that movie's director as well. So look forward to that. But I just want to give people some time so they don't feel like they have to scramble and avoid listening to an episode or something like that for whatever, 10 episodes of a show.
Right.
even though they're all dropping in at
once. You have to binge watch in 24 hours or you get to miss out.
Yeah. So, stay tuned for more thoughts on The Bear season 3 coming up. But in the meantime, BJ, let's talk about Bound. So this movie is a small neo-noir thriller directed by Lana and Lily Wachowski. Came out in 1996. And I assume you're a fan of this movie. What do you like about this film?
I don't know if you know this about me, Ben, but I am a lifelong and practicing homosexual. And that means that I saw Bound when I was like 12 because it was at Blockbuster and I will watch literally anything with Jennifer Tilly in it. And, you know, you watch that movie once and suddenly you look at women in tank tops very differently for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. No, that's a lie. I was gay before I watched this movie. This just, you know, really solidified things for me. No, I watched Bound really, really young and was, of course, very fixated by hot women doing crimes. And it's only been as I've gotten older and started to understand, you know, the noir cinema, also the idea of women being able to be the center of crime thrillers and not just damsels. That was a huge thing. I love Bound. I watch it probably like once a year at minimum. I've watched it a lot in the last couple of years. This is a very formative film for me, and I'm just so grateful that it's a formative film that I don't have to like with an asterisk. If you tell somebody you like Bound, they're like, yeah, you should like Bound. It's a great movie. What I really love is now that it's getting this Criterion release is that for, I think, a long time, Bound was one of those really cool, like, underground suggestions. It's a movie a lot of people missed. So you can be a cool person to recommend this, like, rad movie that is, you know, kind of a guaranteed crowd pleaser, no matter who you're going to show this movie to. But now everybody understands that Bound is awesome. So now we all get to celebrate together.
Yeah, definitely. So for people who don't know what this movie is, it's about a woman named Violet, who's played by Jennifer Tilly, and she is seduced by another woman named Corky, who's played by Gina Gershon. And Corky is a painter and a plumber at Violet's apartment complex, and the two of them get together and decide to screw over Violet's piece of trash boyfriend, who is this mid-level mobster played by Joey Pants. And they realize that $2 million in cash is going to be coming through the apartment and as part of like some sort of embezzling scheme for the mob, I think. And they set out to steal this money and basically leave the boyfriend in the lurch. And as you might expect from a crime story like this, their scheme does not exactly go according to plan. But yeah, I watched this for the first time in 2021, right before The Matrix Resurrections came out. And I loved it. I loved how frank it is about sex, which is something you don't really see too often in like mainstream movies. I know this is kind of like a cult movie. This is maybe bordering on being able to call this a mainstream film, but I love how much of the imagery here eventually gets repeated in interesting ways in the Matrix movies. Bill Pope was the cinematographer on both projects. So there's like some visual stamps and flourishes and stuff like that you'll definitely recognize if you've seen the Matrix movies. And yeah, man, I just love this. It's a really small film, but it's like spectacularly plotted and it's really tense. And I love that. Yeah, like you said, now that it's in the Criterion Collection officially, it has this sort of air of respectability about it that all Criterion stuff, you know, that stamp comes with and implies. So this release gave you the opportunity to speak with Gina Gershon. Is there anything we need to know before we jump into that conversation?
So because it's an audio medium, you don't know that I was sweating profusely because Gina Gershon is somebody that I love dearly. I tell her in the interview that I am a Violet who married my Corky. And, you know, she was just elated to hear that. She hears that all the time. But the 1-2 punch, because Showgirls came out the year before. So Showgirls and Bound back to back. Yeah, there's a lot of gay feelings that I have about Gina Gershon. So anything that I think people should know, though, is something that a lot of people don't know is that Susie Bright, who is a writer, a feminist activist, really, really cool person, acted as what they were calling it in 1996 as like a technical consultant, worked with the Wachowskis on how to, you know, structure the sex scenes, how to do this to make it look the most effective as humanly possible. Doing what is kind of like a precursor to intimacy coordinator work, and doing it during a time where that wasn't a thing. Like, this just didn't happen. So we do talk about that a little bit. So when I name drop Susie Bright, that's who I'm talking about. And that is what we're talking about. And even Gina, you know, kind of corrects and is like, yeah, she wasn't exactly an intimacy coordinator, which is true. But it is so wild to think that, you know, the Wachowskis had so much foresight in wanting to make sure that it looked as good as humanly possible. I mean, Corky's hand is like a weapon, and it's like a sex object in this movie. It's so incredible. And that is, you know, due to some of that influence of making sure that this is how it was presented. And so I think that's a cool thing to include. And then we also do talk about her appearance on Chucky. So if you didn't see Chucky, she showed up in season two. There's a Bond reunion. It's great. And also we make a reference to the Bowen Yang is straight sketch on Saturday Night Live, which she also appears in. So those are things we mentioned that if you don't know, you know, pause this, go pull up YouTube, check it out, and, you know, dive back in.
Yeah, I will put that link to specifically to that YouTube clip in the show notes so people can check that out and then listen to your interview with Gina Gershon.
Well, I first just have to say that this is such an honor. I honestly believe that my life would be different had I not seen this movie at such a formative age. So thank you so much for giving us the gift of Corky. My wife is definitely the Corky to my Violet. So this is this is such an honor.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me that. I love that.
Absolutely. And so over the years, Bound has most certainly evolved from a cult hit to this now bona fide classic. But obviously, those of us who were cool enough have always known that this is a classic.
Yeah.
But I am curious how your relationship with the film has evolved after all these years.
You know, I loved it from the second I read it, and I loved it even more when I actually saw it on the screen. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, I guess it's more about, like, I'm happy that in today's world, you know, my agents or my representation wouldn't be threatening to be like, oh my God, you're ruining your career. Don't do this movie. It's a lesbian film. And, you know, which was so insane to me at the time. And I don't think that would be a problem anymore, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So I think about that a lot because you've been very vocal over the years about firing your agents and doing this movie. Do you think that they had instant regrets, or do you think it took a little longer for them to realize how big of a mistake they had made?
You know, agents, they just, I think when I saw them later, you know, it wasn't like I fired them. They're like, we can't represent you. I'm like, okay, I'll see you later. No hard feelings, but I was like, I'm doing what I'm going to do. I think later one of them was like, see, I told you to do it. It would be great in a classic agent move. I'm like, I'm like, yep. Yeah, you're right. You know,
yeah, you sure told me.
Sure. Yeah. So listen, I don't think I'd have a career if I ever listened to, you know, most of my representation, half the stuff I've done, they're like, you shouldn't do this. You know, you just, as an artist, I think it's really important to do what you feel is right, you know, and what you're drawn to, you know, because no one really knows. And I'm just so happy that I did it. And I'm just thrilled that there's a new, you know, a new print of it, which I can't wait to see. And it is a movie that has definitely endured, and you see its influence on other films. And I'm very proud that I did that movie. And especially when, you know, when you're telling me how it affected your life, that is just, you know, what more could you want from doing a project than to hear feedback like that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you've definitely become a bit of a gay icon between Bound and Roles That Followed. Also, Showgirls is something that many of us hold very near and dear. And for me, asking you about, you know, this idea of this gay icon, I mean, you are such a gay icon that you were on SNL and had Bowen Yang be straight.
Isn't like, that funny? I love that.
Yeah, how did that even come about? Because I'm curious.
Oh my God, that was so, you know, I had met Bowen once, and I was writing this script, and I was, when I met him, I'm like, so weird, you've been in my head all day. And then we kind of chatted at some party. And I just thought, oh, he's so nice. And then Laurie Anderson, was it for the Tibet House? I think it was the concert at Carnegie Hall. She'd asked me to play with her and Joan Baez. And who was I to say no to that? You know, my jew's harp, which I play in Bound. That's my one thing. I said, hey guys, can I play my jew's harp in the jail? And so, and Bowen was at the concert as well, and he did a piece. And at some point, Bowen and I, we were dancing behind together. And so we just really got along. And then after the next day, he just emailed me. He's like, listen, do you mind, what are you doing tomorrow? Like, or the next day. So we saw each other at Carnegie Hall, and we were performing together. And then he just sent me a text. He's like, do you mind doing this? It'll just take a second. I'm like, no, of course not. Sounds great.
Oh, that's incredible. It was such a it, there was like such a huge pop when you showed up. It was incredible.
I know. It was so funny. He's so funny and he's so talented. I love the whole piece. I was really happy to be a part of it.
Oh, wonderful.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So speaking back to Bound, you and Jennifer worked with Susie Bright, who was essentially working as like an intimacy coordinator before we really had like a name for that. And it was certainly not an industry standard. So I'm curious if you could speak to that experience of having somebody who was sort of dedicated in taking care of these sorts of scenes when, no one else really was doing that.
Well, she didn't, like, on the day that we did that scene, it wasn't like she was there between us. You know, intimacy coordinators, I've never really worked with an intimacy coordinator in the way that they work with people now. I think it would make me insane, to be honest. I had talked to Susie earlier, and I went to visit, San Francisco. I was trying to find my look and my vibe, and Susie sent me off to a couple of choice clubs that I kind of went to. At the last second, she's like, I can't go with you, because she was doing something else. And I'm like, really? So I was off on my own, which was proved to be a pretty interesting night. But I had never shot, I guess they were probably, they'd certainly talked to the Wachowskis much more about the actual sex. And I it was, it's such a great love scene or sex scene. It was more of a love scene in the original take that we all love. But of course, the ratings board, it was much too delicate and sensitive and loving. So they had to give that an NC-17. So they went for the more, carnal one, which seemed to be more acceptable as an R rating.
Just absolutely ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It really showed me a lot also. It's like, God forbid, like, we can't have two women really in love with each other. That is an NC-17. But oh, we could show them like more fucking, and oh, that's cool, we could do that, which was just so hypocritical and so sad. And also, I was coming off of Showgirls, which they're like, they were NC-17. It's like, why? Because we see some boobs? It was so dumb. I mean, our rating system is just ridiculous that way. Anyway, What were we saying? Oh no, but it was such a well choreographed scene, you know, like they were yelling over a speaker, okay, wall, foot, hand. It was really a dance between the four of us. And I guess maybe Susie was there. I'm sure they had talked about, you know, it ad nauseum, you know, not like I'm sure they had discussed all the stuff beforehand, but on the actual day of the love scene, it was just so purely technical and the timing, you know, it was like the four of us were having this sexual dance together. And it's so effective, you know, but it was
I mean,
very
I think calling it a dance is apt because it very much does feel like everybody knows exactly where they need to be, what they need to be doing, which, I mean, sometimes that's the key to good sex is knowing what you're doing. So,
Yeah, but this, but just shooting it. I mean, we had like, this was within four walls. There was collapsing walls. It'd be the wall come up. Okay, pull the sheet, pull the toes. I mean, so Jennifer and I are trying to stay in it, but it was really a timing thing. So you know, they were yelling stuff. You know, it's not, everyone's like, oh, it must have been so hot. I mean, a really good sex scene is always pretty technical, and it's like the least sexy. You know, you're trying to be sexy in the middle of all of it, but you're definitely trying to hit your marks. And I can't see when the wall's going up, so we were depending on them yelling now, 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 now. And so it was like real choreography. They did a great job. And Bill Pope, you know, and his crew, I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah, it's such a fantastic scene, and I feel like it sort of has, in my opinion, it's kind of set a standard that not a lot of movies have been able to reach, which is, you know,
No.
proud of all of you and a bummer for everybody else.
I know. I
And I
know.
have time for one last question. I fully lost my mind when season two of Chucky had this little Bound reunion with you and Jennifer and Joey. So I would love if you could speak to what it was like, all three of you being together again, having, you know, these years have gone by. It's a completely different situation because now there's a killer doll involved. But what was that like?
You know, it was really, I mean, I see Jennifer every now and then, like we kind of, you know, whatever, we're thrown together in certain things. And I adore her, you know, I forever love her. So whenever we can, or the opportunity comes up, we'll get together. I hadn't seen Joey for a while, so it was fun. I mean, it was a, you know, it was, listen, we were only there because of Jennifer. She's like, Gina, you have to come and do this for me. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever you want. So, and I like Dawn. It was fun.
Wonderful. And you got to wear that killer suit, so everybody wins.
Which, that white suit,
Yes, it was
which
incredible.
I know, which by the way, you should put this in your article. Dawn, they promised me I would get that suit. That was part of my thing, and I never got it. So if you can make that happen, I'd be really happy.
I got you. I got you. I will make sure.
I know. I wish I still had that suit. And Dawn said, I promise, as soon as we're done shooting, you'll get it. I'm sorry, I'm still waiting.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me. This has been fantastic, and
Course.
just I'm so glad the world is finally understanding what a masterpiece Bound is. It just makes me feel so validated in so many ways.
Yeah, me too. I think it's great. It makes it, you know, and it's also just like, I'm glad the world has changed, so it's not such a weird thing. And people are like, it just shows how much it's changed since then, which they wouldn't even show it. And now here it is, 20 years later, people, oh, we still love this movie. I can't wait to see the new, I'm so curious to see a new print of it. I keep hearing how wonderful it is. I thought it was pretty great before, but thanks.
Amazing. Well, have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, I think that's gonna do it. BJ, just a great movie overall, like a really, really fun time. I mean, yeah, like you said, it has this kind of like cool quality to it where like it seems underseen still to a lot of people. But I have to imagine this is a big movie for like you and your circle of friends. Like, are you
Oh
even
yeah,
able to
it's
really pass this around anymore in that way? Because it seems like
no.
everybody that you know would probably have seen it by now, right?
Yeah, this is like, this movie and like Heavenly Creatures are the two movies that like we can show to normies, but we can't show to each other because we've all seen it. And I will say, I did get to look at the new print from Criterion. You know, it's the director approved 4K. It is so beautiful. Like, it is absolutely gorgeous. And then something else that I really love is that because this is a new re-release, it does have the Wachowskis' corrected names in the credits. It does say Lily and Lana, which I think
that's awesome.
So amazing, because, like, you know, The Matrix obviously is one of the most, like, obvious trans metaphor movies ever made. But you watch Bound and then knowing that Lily and Lana both transitioned afterwards, it's like, oh, no shit. Like, yeah. This is a very, this is a movie made by lesbians, and y'all be gay.
Excellent. All right. Well, yes, definitely seek out that Criterion physical version of the 4K. I mean, it sounds amazing. I'm jealous that you have it. And I think the movie is also streaming elsewhere too right now. I think last time I checked, it was anyway. So seek it out in whatever form you can. If you haven't seen the movie, it's just great stuff there. So that is Bound, and that is going to do it for today's episode of the show. You can find more about Bound and the Wachowskis' work at slashfilm.com. I will link to a few things in the show notes as well. Slash Film Daily is published every weekday, bringing you the most exciting news from the world of movies and TV, as well as deeper dives into the great features you can find on the site. You can subscribe to the show on Apple, Overcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Send your feedback, questions, comments, concerns, and mailbag topics to us at bpearson@slashfilm.com. Make sure to leave your name and general geographic location in case we mention your email on the air. Don't forget to take a minute to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That really does help us out a lot. Tell your friends about the show any way you can. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you all tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.